This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Today we continue looking at religious violence. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American as we continue looking at the topic of religious violence. When considering violence among religions, a comparison should be made between early Islam during and just after Muhammad, and early Christianity during Christ's life and soon after his resurrection. Now we have these words offered up to us by Allen Webster. One of Isaiah's descriptions of the coming Messiah was the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. God the Son came into the world with a song of peace, on earth peace. Luke 2, 14. He went out of the world with a legacy of peace. Peace I leave with you. John 14, 27. Christ's earnest prayer was for peace. He prayed that his people might be one. John 17, 20 and 21. Christ not only prayed for peace, but he paid for peace. In fact, he bled for peace. Colossians 1 and verse 20 says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross." He died not only to make peace between God and man, but also between man and his neighbor. Christ suffered on the cross that he might cement Christians together with his blood. As he prayed for peace, so he paid for peace. Jesus never raised a violent hand against another, even when assaulted. 1 Peter 2:23. He never owned a sword. He never got into a fight. He never sued anyone. He did no violence. Isaiah 53, verse 9. On the cross, he even prayed for his executioners. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23, 34. Following Jesus' teaching leads his body today, the church, to imitate his behavior, as we see in 1 Peter 2:21 through 22. Muhammad had a nickname. According to Muslim historian Tabari, Muhammad was called the Obliterator. This name was not without merit. From AD 622 to 632, Muhammad either sent out or went out on 74 military expeditions. They range from negotiations to small assassination hit squads to the conquest of Mecca with 10,000 jihadists and to the confrontation of Byzantine Christians, who never showed up, with 30,000 holy warriors to Tabuk. Muslim scholar Pickles summarizes the number of the campaigns which he led in person during the last 10 years of his life is 27. In none of which there was hard fighting. Jesus never had a sword. Muhammad had multiple swords. There's no record of Jesus owning any weapon, and to my knowledge, there's not even an uninspired tradition that says he owned a sword. He is nearly universally associated with peace. Muhammad's historical portrait always contained a sword. In the context of the list of Muhammad's assets at his death, Tabari records that Muhammad had at least 5 swords at the time. He gave them names including pluck out, sharp, very sharp, that is wont to sink, that is as into flesh, and death. And so he even named his swords. Thus we can see that Muhammad was very much associated with violence. And I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue looking at religious violence. Thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American.